Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The 2022-23 boys swimming season is nearing its final weekend, with the state meet coming up at the Campbell County Aquatic Center this weekend. Swimmers had one final chance to qualify for state events last weekend at the Last Chance meet, which was held at the Campbell County Aquatic Center as well. For Campbell County, Garrett Schinkel was the only Camel who added another state event at the Last Chance meet. He qualified for the 500-yard freestyle at the Last Chance meet over the weekend. He was already qualified for the 100-yard breaststroke and the 200-yard individual medley. Here are the rest of the Camels that will be swimming in the state meet this weekend and will be looking to go home with a state title. Campbell County has two swimmers that qualified in diving, and they are Carmen Newman and Braden Hansen. Eric Granite qualified in the 200-yard freestyle. David Fenderson qualified for a handful of events, and they include the 100, 200, and 500-yard freestyles, the 100-yard butterfly, and the 200-yard individual medley. And CJ Gaskins will be joining seven swimmers who have qualified for every single event at the state meet this weekend. They include the 50, 100, 200, and 500-yard freestyles, the 200-yard individual medley, the 100-yard backstroke, the 100-yard breaststroke, and the 100-yard butterfly. He is the first Camel swimmer to qualify for every event at the state meet since 2017. As a team, Campbell County will be looking for their first state title since 2017, when they went back-to-back in 2016 as well, and they are looking to end Laramie's state championship streak, which has been going on for 5 years in a row. Campbell County coach Josh Dillinger is looking to take advantage, knowing the Camels are going to be at their home pool, and they don't have to worry about going on the road.
Being able to sleep in their own bed and stick to a good routine is always great. You're not messing things up by any means. When you go down to Laramie, you have to deal with the altitude and just multiple days and traveling and all of that, whereas when we're home, it's very clearly a much better situation. Plus, we have a fast pool, so it's always great to be able to do that. And they swim in it every day. They know the flip turns. They know every little piece of that. And just being comfortable and not feeling nervous about being in a different pool always helps.
We will have a preview on who will be swimming in the state meet for Thunder Basin tomorrow. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton Tobias.